This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Big changes which are necessary quickly.
The reports are that Donald Trump's considering you for Director of National Intelligence. Are those accurate?
Well, look, I had a really positive and productive meeting with Donald Trump yesterday, and we talked about a whole range of issues. We talked about China. We talked about intelligence threats and intelligence matters. We talked about geopolitical matters. That's obviously up to him. But I was really honored to have that opportunity to talk about what's going on in the world.
Did you talk about that specific position, though, Director of National Intelligence?
We had a broad-ranging conversation.
There were no specific jobs.
We had a broad-ranging and positive conversation.
So what was it like when you walked in, just because it had been so, it gotten real feisty on the campaign trail, let's understate it. How did you all sort of come back together?
Well, first of all, I have spoken with him since the election by phone. He is a very gracious and charming man. He was gracious in the phone call. He was gracious yesterday. When you walk into his office, it's a very welcoming and warm office. He has incredible paraphernalia around his office.
Yes, he does. There's lots
you
of
know, these incredible gifts from athletes and champions. I was particularly taken by Shaq O'Neal's shoe. I mean, that was unbelievable. He was very warm. We embraced. He gave me a kiss on the cheek, and we sat down and had a conversation.
So how do you explain? Well, quite a difference, you know, from what happened on stage and some of the comments that Trump has made. But this is what Trump has done, right? I mean, you know, if you're hand-to-hand and you're in battle with him, he's going to let it fly. He's not going to make a lot of nice statements about you. He sees you as competition, and so it's good to hear that all is forgiven. They seem to have gotten along. It was all positive. I mean, Scott, you imagine Shaquille O'Neal's shoe. Have you seen one of Shaquille O'Neal's shoes?
I actually have seen one.
I have as well. I mean, that's almost, it covers the whole desk.
I feel like it's what he calls a foot, I call my shin.
I don't, you know. It goes on. I mean, it is humongous. You just sit there and all you can do is kind of laugh about it. And it is just so unbelievably huge. What is it, a size 22 or something like that?
22, I believe, is the size of a shoe.
So, I mean, it just goes, yeah. So it's like covers the whole desk almost, or at least half of it at least. Anyway, but, you know, but that's Trump.
When you see a shoe, then you think about how his foot is proportionate to him.
Yeah.
Like that, he is probably one of the largest people that you're ever going to see.
He's huge. He's a huge man. I remember when I was a little kid, I think I was 8 years old, first time I'd gone to a professional basketball game at the sports center in Los Angeles, the sports arena, there next to SC. And it was when Will Chamberlain was playing with the Lakers. And I was chasing down Will Chamberlain. Chick Hearn was walking him down the hallways. They were getting ready to do an interview. And, of course, like any other 8-year-old with a pencil and a paper, you want his autograph. I barely went up to his kneecap. You know, the guy was just humongous, you know. But anyway, and as things should so happen, he, you know, of course, you know, who am I? I'm this 8-year-old kid, and he's off to do an interview, and he's important, you know. But as things should turn around later on in life, I ended up doing the marketing for a volleyball team, and guess who one of the big stars was?
Was it Kareem?
Wilt the Stilt. Wilt was one, you know, he was one that played volleyball with the LA Stars. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, they had him in there, you know, for the name and all that. But when they got down to crunch time, they moved him off. You know, you think, here's this guy, you know, 7 foot plus, and, you know, he should block everything. But when it got down to crunch time, they'd say, hey, Wilt, come on over here. It's time. We're going to give you a rest. But, yeah, but we're down here to the last part. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just... cheer the guys on. We're okay here. I think we're close. We may win this game. You know, we'll see what happens. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues right after this. Stay with us, America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. BillMartinezLive.com. A little bit later on, by the way, we're going to be giving away PureFlix's movie Hillsong, Let Hope Rise. It is the movie. We've got some DVDs to give away, so stand by, and we'll tell you how you could be a winner, 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 chicken dinner. Hey, with us right now, speaking of winners, Josh Bernstein, radio talk show host, spokesman, strategist, writer. He's also the official voice and spokesperson for the Association of Mature American Citizens, as we fondly referred to as AMAC. You can go to their website, amac.us, for all the information that you need to know. Mr. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's great to be with you again.
Hey, always good to have you with us, Josh. Boy, just absolute craziness. Jill Stein got a lot of this stuff going in motion. I want to recount here. You know, everybody who's on the left going, well, we got to be careful, you know, that we don't prejudice the validity of this this election and undermine the constitutional process here and the whole deal. But yet they've all gone wiggy because they're just totally unwound. And then, of course, we get from Wisconsin the recount that she paid so many millions of dollars for, in fact, raised twice as much money for her recount effort than she did for her actual campaign. So not sure what that says about Jill Stein and her following and popularity and influence. But, you know, obviously there are some people out there that, you know, didn't hear the question from Chris Wallace, you know, would you support the eventual elected, you know, candidate for president?
I think it's laughable. I mean, you know, the whole time in the last debate there, it was, you know, if you lose, will you accept the results? And Donald Trump says, you know, I'll let you know if it's fair and this and that. And they just excoriated him in the media. How could you do that? You're holding the Constitution hostage. You know, we have a peaceful, you know, transition to democracy and all these other crazy things. And now it turns out that they're the ones that cannot accept these results. So what are they doing now besides just these crazy recounts? But now they're blaming the boogeyman. They're blaming, yes, you know, Russia and Vladimir Putin and all these others. Meanwhile, they admitted themselves immediately after the results came in. They said that there was no foreign interference in the outcome of this election. Hillary Clinton said that, and Barack Obama said that. But yet, because their supporters could not handle the fact that America repudiated their ideas, their governing policies, and therefore wanted a bold, brash billionaire with a real plan to make America great again, they're beside themselves. It's Trump derangement syndrome. And Jill Stein and that recount was all because of Hillary Clinton and her supporters. Hillary already conceded the race, so she couldn't then do anything about it. So what did she do? She used Jill Stein as a proxy through George Soros in order to get the recount started. But obviously we now have seen that Pennsylvania has rejected it, and we saw that his lead actually increased in Wisconsin.
Yeah, go figure.
One thing that I am a little bit worried about, Bill, are these faceless electors. You know, they only get a fine and a slap on the wrist. They need to have mandatory jail time for doing this and going against the will of the people, in my opinion.
Well, I want you to unfold that a little bit, Josh, because I think this is getting lost in translation. There is a movement here with these electors to say the heck with what the people voted. I know better, so now I'm going to, you know, cast a different vote than what was represented in the state. And I think there's something like, 30 electors right now that are saying they're going to change their vote?
I've heard that the number was 10. Gosh, I really hope it's not anywhere near 30.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look, ultimately, most of these electors are Hillary electors, most of them. Some of them are electors that actually want to vote even against her and put somebody else in. A lot of the other ones are the Trump electors that, you know, whether in the Never Trumper crowd and what have you. But ultimately, I think what people need to do is not only take this seriously, but I think that Governor Walker in Wisconsin and the gentleman in Michigan, Nick Snyder, they need to pass, and they're allowed to do this as governors. They can pass executive orders increasing the penalties for faceless electors to mandatory jail sentences. And I think they ought to do that. We ought to have a petition going for that. I know there's not a lot of time. You've only got, what, four or five
Well, it's on the 19th.
Left.
We're talking next Monday.
Yeah, it's on the 19th.
When they cast their vote. And, of course, this all started on both coasts, right, New York and California, where it didn't matter anyway. I mean, you know that there's no big change there.
Yeah, this is by Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
Right, yes.
Where this has started.
Right. And so here they are. They're, you know, talk about challenging the system and the peaceful transition. I initially heard, like you, Josh, that it was 10. I was reading this morning, you know, it's gotten up to 30. But, you know, this could be all part of the fake news narrative, you know, that's flying out there.
Yeah, it could be, certainly. And look, you know, a lot of the fake news, by the way, you know, that they have pinned on conservatives, I will tell you that there is one person in particular. As a matter of fact, the name of his company was called disinfomedia.com. You can look it up. His name is Justin Kohler, C-O-L-E-R. And anytime a conservative sees a news story that says, you know, abc.com.co or drudgereport.com.co, the .co is the fake news.
Right.
And this is done by a liberal Democrat who lives in California, in Culver City, California.
So he's the one that's been doing, because I got caught a couple times on the ABC URL.
Yeah, abc.com.co is fake.
Right.
And remember, the .co part is what separates the real men from the chickens.
Yes.
And it's actually being done by a liberal Democrat who's doing it on purpose, making a ton of money, and wanting to discredit conservatives so that he can then, you know, go out and attack them even more for putting out fake news. Meanwhile, his name is Justin Kohler, and he's in Culver City, California. He's a big liberal Democrat.
Well, that's good to know, you know, regarding that. But I know that that's been flying around. And, of course, you know, in this information age in which we live in, all the phishing and all the accusations flying around as to who got hacked. And, you know, they want to talk about the process or they don't want to talk about the content. The fact of the matter is that the Democratic Party, the DNC, got greatly exposed, their hand in the cookie jar, crumbs all over their faces and everything. And they want to say, hey, well, you know, it wasn't, you know, got to blame it on Putin. Let's find another boogeyman.
Right.
And now the latest is that it was a typo. Now a typo is being blamed for the downfall of Hillary Clinton.
The only person that can blame Hillary Clinton for her loss is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Because this was not a hack. This was voluntary information being given to the rest of the world through gross negligence. That's not considered a hack in my book. Mm. And again, it was coming from the DNC, so there was an inside leak that then gave the information to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, who is not part of Russia. So this whole, you know, Kremlin, you know, thing and the Russians and the Russian Federation getting involved, it's just not true.
Well, and of course, right now, the scary thing about this, Josh, is we're only talking about the election. We're not talking about Benghazi. We're not talking about 4 years of her being Secretary of State and all those thousands of emails that have now gone missing that somehow even the FBI suddenly can sift through over 600,000 emails in a matter of days. I mean, it's just amazing what they can do when they said they couldn't.
Right. No, you're absolutely
right. But that's a whole other discussion. And we're out of time. Yeah. Josh Bernstein, as always, good to have you with us, Josh. Appreciate the time. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need a follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace. You know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you need a follow, just light the way and I'll.
America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Last night, we were saddened to hear the news that Alan Thicke, at 69 years of age, playing tennis, has a heart attack. He passes, and I tweeted out at the time that, you know, you just pray to God that he will help us number our days. I mean, 69 years old sounds so young, especially when you're in your 60s. You know, when you're in your 30s, you go, oh, what an old geezer. You know, when you're in your 60s today and the way people are living longer, 69 is still very young. And so for his wife and family, you know, our prayers go out to them. Alan Thicke, who entertained us for so many years and you know, a legend in the business and just an incredible career, but at 69, dies of a heart attack. So, by the way, you know, getting back to this Jill Stein issue and this recount and what happened in Wisconsin, and of course, nothing really changed. The only change is Donald Trump got more votes, and as Josh Bernstein had pointed out, you know, all this for nothing. And I question whether or not, you know, they say George Soros put some money into it, but, you know, this was kind of chump change. You know, if he was really serious and really thought there was anything about it, I think that he would have made a serious investment and added a lot more dollars than what he actually put into the effort. But I agree with Josh that this was kind of Hillary's backdoor sort of way of just, you know, stirring the pot. And this coupled with electors that want to change their vote. And, you know, I think he brings a good point, you know, that maybe these electors should face a lot more scrutiny and a heavier penalty should they decide on their very own to change the vote that was cast in their own state. I mean, you know, if every vote counts, who are you to say you're going to vacate this? I mean, we already have proactive judges, judges in this country, federal judges who, you know, have vacated millions of votes, you know, throughout our history, and this is problematic, have a huge problem with this. I want to talk, you know, about a serious problem that's affecting young adults these days, and, you know, with the holidays, we've got kids coming back home from school with their wash, you know, and time for home cooking and things like that. But our next guest would say you need to make time that your college-age children, you make time to make sure that they talk to their doctor about their vaccinations. And I know it sounds, you know, hey, with all the things that's going on, but there are some practical aspects you need to consider here. Because with many college-age children returning home for the holidays, now is an ideal time to set up medical appointments to talk to their doctor about their vaccination. Now, this includes vaccines for a meningococcal disease, commonly called meningitis. Now, the meningococcal meningitis is a type of bacterial meningitis, which is rare but potentially life-threatening disease that leads to inflammation of the protective membranes that surround the brain and spinal cord. Bacterial meningitis can progress quickly and can be fatal sometimes within 24 hours. I can tell you, I was in training when I was at Camp Pendleton, and we had an outbreak of spinal meningitis. We were confined for, I think, almost 4 weeks, if I remember correctly, and taking daily antibiotics. We had 3 people that were infected with meningitis. Thank God nobody died, but it was very, very serious. And it can happen, just as it says here, very quickly. About 1 in 10 people infected with meningococcal disease will die, while 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, including deafness, nervous system problems, brain damage, or loss of limbs. And here to talk and share their own stories, first, Dr. Leonard Friedland. He's a pediatrician and vice president, director of scientific affairs and public health vaccines North America at GSK. And a survivor, a Paralympian, Jamie Shanbaum is with us as well. Dr. Friedland and Jamie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. Doctor, first let me ask you, help our audience understand what is meningitis and what are the symptoms?
So here we're talking about a bacterial infection that can cause both swelling and inflammation of the lining of the brain and spinal cord, and that can cause things like seizures and brain damage and even death. And it can also cause overwhelming blood infection, blood poisoning, which can shut down the organs and can also result in gangrene of the arms and legs, causing the need for amputation. And so this infection is caused by a bacteria. It can come on extremely rapidly. When you hear Jamie's story, she ended up in the hospital within 14 hours of the beginning of her illness. And even in 2016, 1 in 10 will die from this illness in the United States despite our best medical care. Mm. And 1 in 5 of those who survive will end up with lifelong complications. And fortunately now, we have vaccines that can help protect against the 5 most common types of meningococcal bacteria. We need 2 different vaccines to protect against these 5 different types of bacteria. And the Centers for Disease Control is putting their focus on vaccinating adolescents and young adults because they're at a higher risk because of the close contact, and they can spread this bacteria from one to the other.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Friedland, why are young adults, at such high risk?
Younger adults are at risk because of the close contact. So this bacteria can be spread from person to person from saliva and other secretions. So when adolescents and young adults are together at a party or a club or in a dormitory setting or in a military barracks, as you spoke about, or at a concert, they're close together, they're sharing cups and other things. They're coughing on each other, and they're also kissing each other, just what we would expect adolescents and young adults to be doing.
Right.
And so they're at higher risk than some of the other parts of our population because of that close contact. But the thing about this disease is it's unpredictable who's going to get serious disease. Jamie just happened to be unlucky.
Yes.
That just all the other people at her school were, many other people were exposed to the bacteria. Jamie just happened to come down with illness. So if we can't predict who's at higher risk within that adolescent group, and that's why vaccination is our best tool, because it can help protect against the population being vaccinated. And the CDC is recommending it's the adolescents and young adults who are vaccinated for meningococcal disease prevention.
Well, Jamie, let's bring you into the conversation and tell everybody your story.
Of course. So it all started about 8 years ago when I was just turned 20. I was worked really hard to get into my dream university in Austin, and unfortunately wasn't able to enjoy a full semester without contracting the disease. Uh-huh. It all happened within 14 hours, as I've mentioned before. It has been mentioned. And, you know, the first hour I was like, oh, I don't feel well, I'm going to take a nap. And then throughout the night it got worse. I was sensitive all over my body and also nauseous and vomiting. And then the next morning I was very weak, couldn't hold myself up, couldn't hold anything down, was very cold, shivering down in my bones. And luckily my sister came by and picked me up and took me to school. Or not to school, the hospital.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Good choice. Let's go to the hospital, not school. Yes. Right. Okay.
Yeah. That would have been commitment. But yeah, you know, the thing about this disease, it's very unpredictable. I live off campus and by myself, and still got this disease. Mm. And the fact of the matter is that I did survive, and it could have been worse. I could have also not survived, and I've met a lot of mothers without their survivors.
Yeah.
And that's pretty hard, you know, for them and for myself to take in. So what I'm here to do today is to talk to you on behalf of GSK about how important it is to take 5 minutes to learn about meningitis. And I don't know if we referenced the website already, but it's meningitis.com. And you can find more information, you know, that you can read up on and get, you know, more educated about it. But from my own experience, it was rough.
Right.
I was in there for 7 months. And got out as an amputee, lost most of my hair, and was at 80 pounds. And was told, hey, go back to school. And it was really hard. I don't think school was definitely on my mind at that point. I think it was,
exactly.
How do I hold things? I mean, my fingers were taken. We use our hands so often.
Exactly.
So I was even nervous to talk. You know, I didn't know how to do that. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, those were the things that were running
through
my mind.
You're starting all over, Jamie, and what a story. And Dr. Friedland, very quickly, remind everybody, we've got about 5 seconds left where they can go for more information once again.
Go to meningitis.com, MENINGITIS.com. Take 5 minutes, learn about what this illness is, the vaccines that can help protect against it, and then make an appointment with your doctor and get yourself.
With home design and DIY experts, Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What is Christmas?
Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jude Eden is with us, former Marine. Semper Fi, Jude. How many times do people say, hey, Jude, to you and not even know that they're singing Paul McCartney?
Oh, I don't mind at all. I don't mind being serenaded.
Well, hey, well, good, good. Well, Semper Fi, my fellow Marine, we're equally encouraged by Donald Trump's SecDef choice in General Mattis.
Yeah, I think especially all of us Marines did kind of a universe fist bump when we heard that General Mattis was going to be the choice. And, he's not only boldly, bluntly speaking guy, but he's beloved by especially the enlisted Marines, pretty much everybody he works with. And, he's well known for these sort of ballsy statements about having fun killing the kind of enemy that slaps women around, which we all can get behind, right?
Exactly.
But he actually is a thoughtful guy and a complicated guy. He's known for his library of 6,000 books. He is a student of warfare, and but he also, he has a very keen understanding of foreign policy. A very intimate understanding, I would say,
of the relationships in the countries abroad, especially in the Middle East, where he spent a lot of time and several wars on the ground, at, you know, in the infantry and, you know, leading from the front. And so I think we can expect, you know, a nice balance of diplomacy, you know, as well as, you know, prudent advice on military action. I don't think he's going to be, I think we can count on him not to be frivolous when it comes to military action. He cares so deeply, especially for the enlisted men and women, but he cares very deeply for those of us who've donned the cloth of the country and its defense. And, you know, he is going to be very careful with advising Trump on military action. And I think that's really great. You know, we're really looking forward to righting the ship because, you know, this administration's priority has been diversity metrics. That's their term. Our top priority is supposed to be combat readiness and secondarily troop welfare. And that's really gone out the window. And, you know, our readiness has gone down. Our equipment readiness has gone down. Our aircraft and our Navy fleet and everything like that. This is extra atrocious to see this Washington Post article that came out last week about $125 billion in wasteful Pentagon spending, and they knew about it. They had a report in 2015, and they covered it up. And the report, you know, found the wasteful spending and said we could save $125 billion over 5 years. But Ashton Carter was too busy putting women into combat units and having transgenders serve openly to deal with
So that cost us $125 billion, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Meanwhile, our Marine aircraft are at a mere 30% readiness, which is, I mean, it's pathetic.
Yes.
Our guys aren't ready. We're cannibalizing museum pieces to get some of the aircraft working, and the ships are in a similar state. And, you know, we can really use that money for our weapons, for our materiel, and for our personnel.
Well, I think this is the hopeful side of the Donald Trump administration, who comes in as a very experienced chief executive officer who's going to look at these line-by-line items. You know, you've had Tom Coburn, Senator Coburn, for years printing up his, you know, D.C. waste book. And in the last one, he profiled some $450 billion in duplicate waste. Now, I got to imagine a guy like Donald Trump, who thinks about business and the bottom line, if he's not going to do a line-by-line, work out some sort of line-by-line veto, my suggestion to his inner circle, and I've had several conversations with some of his inside people, and I said, if I was him, what I would do is arbitrarily stop all government spending without any notice by the end of July. And you can imagine how much money we would save, because from the end of July to the end of September, that's when you got all that stupid spending that goes on by all these different agencies because they got to vacate their budgets, or somehow they have in their mind they're not going to get the same amount of budget next year. So they spend like crazy, and they spend $10,000 on a number two Ticonderoga pencil because they got to vacate those budgets. Now, you imagine if we froze the budgets, how much money we could save. I think we'd find more than that $120 billion those knuckleheads wasted on us over the last time.
Yeah. There's definitely something to be said for that. And, you know, we really, I'm just really looking forward to General Mattis sort of righting the ship, you know, and returning our priorities back to sound and sensible priorities instead of what this administration has been doing. You know, because thanks to, in large part to Obama and Hillary Clinton foreign policy, you know, Europe is on fire. The Middle East is on fire, as bad or worse than when we started the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. You know, and we need to be ready for this because it's increasingly on our own shores.
Well, Judy, you know, as you write in the stream, you know, in a lot of ways, Mattis comes out of, you know, kind of, he is like George Patton. He's Patton-esque in as much as being a student of war, a no-nonsense, forget about this political correctness type stuff. It's about, you say, the welfare of the troops. I mean, this is life and death. We don't have time to negotiate over, you know, words and being offended here when people are lopping your heads off, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's demoralizing our troops for them to, you know, they're being hogtied by these not only rules of engagement abroad, but the political correctness that they, you know, now they have mobile, unconscious bias training units,
yes,
you know, to disabuse grunts of acknowledging the differences between men and women physiologically, you know.
Could you imagine what a boot camp orientation would be like? These civilians would end up in a Foot Locker, let me tell you, and
right,
put away.
And you know, like, you know, we have this cross-eyed boob, Ashton Carter, who has no, you know, they're completely detached from the military, from combat units, from what these guys do at the very front, the very toughest fighting. You know, General Mattis knows that experientially, and he just, you know, it's real for him, you know, and he's not detached from the men and women for whom, as head of, you know, the Pentagon, he would be creating policy. You know, Ray Mabus, another pencil neck boob, you know, and Carter, they are completely detached. You know, Mabus served, but Carter didn't. Mabus only served like 2 years, you know, 30 years ago. You know, in a sort of academic type of capacity, these guys are completely detached from the reality of the policies that they are implementing that are borne out on the backs of the enlisted.
Well, Jude, as a female woman Marine, your position on the military draft for women?
Yeah, it's a mistake. It's a liability. Women don't have an equal opportunity to survive. And that's why this is not about equal rights. It's not an equal rights issue. Anything that hinders our ability to have victory with the fewest amount of casualties possible in a large-scale engagement, you know, is unfair.
Well, we got to have you back because we want to talk about the lowering standards and other things, too, that you write about at the Stream. Jude Eden has been with us. Jude, thank you so much. It is 18 before the top of the hour. You got it. Take care. Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity for maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
Off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive, Overdrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit randmcnally.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program, big as a your kite. Calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Set the little lamb to
well, yeah, that's one of the things that our music is missing these days is crooning, you know, with crooners like that that could sing songs like, you know, like Bing Crosby. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, Bing Crosby's great.
Right, I mean, you know, you get all this, we're talking with Winston Groom, he's in the background, he's another Renaissance man like yours truly, and so you hear music like this, and you go, wow, what a bummer, you know, you got rap music kind of pushing out guys like Bing Crosby, and we're hoping to hear, you know, crooning music, but at least once a year, about this time of year, we get to reminisce a little bit, huh, Winston?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
My favorite part of Christmas is the music.
Oh, you and me both. I'm right with you. That's why kids make fun of me because they get in the car. It's April. They go, Dad, it's April. You're listening to Christmas music. I said, well, you know, if it's good for them, it's why not now, you know? So, because you can't help but listen to Christmas music and feel good and be optimistic, you know? I always say anyway.
Yeah, it's great music. Great
Winston Groom is with us, and you might remember the name because, of course, he is rather famous for the best-selling book on Forrest Gump, which, you know, became a movie in 1994, and everybody then started looking life like a box of chocolates, huh? What a great line, by the way. I love that line.
What my line?
That's a great line, you know.
I wouldn't write such a line.
You wouldn't write such a line?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, they only mention the chocolates in the whole book. It's the first line in the book. As far as conducting a monologue, he says, let me say this, being an idiot is no box of chocolates.
And so then...
His screenwriter turned it on his head, it now rolls off the tongues of billions of people around the earth. So go figure.
Yeah, go figure from your line of, well, it's inspired, and that, you know, your line inspired, so it's, you know, partially your fault. We can blame you for it. But,
what a great
relationship, and of course, you know, the movie itself and what it did for you, and of course, awesome. And now, here you are, you're writing something that has fascinated you for a long time, which is, you know, you like history like I do, and that's awesome, and you've written, several nonfiction books on American Civil War and the Great War. But now we're focusing on the Mexican Revolution and the turn of the 20th century. So tell us about that.
Well, it's El Paso is the name of the book, and it's a novel. It's not, I mean, it's, you know, I try to stick with the pretty much the known facts, but a novel being fiction, you have a lot of license to make things up, which is what I think the fun of it is. And so this is basically a story of, I mean, to give you the short version, it's a manhunt through the High Sierras after a couple of young children who've been kidnapped by Pancho Villa. But I think it's a bit more than that. It's a complex story that involves wealthy Americans who, in that, and actually it's been 100 years this year, 2016 now, and most of, a good bit of northern Mexico was owned by wealthy Americans back then, because the government of Mexico couldn't really afford the infrastructure for the citizens up there. They were in a state of sort of eternal war and revolution. And so they sold. Harriman, for instance, got huge concessions to build railroads, which he built, and the railroads still running down there, most of them anyway. And Guggenheim got mining concessions. And the Morgans, who this story is loosely about, although I changed their name and they had millions of acres of cattle land and, and so on. And Pancho Villa at some point had basically left them alone until President Wilson decided to recognize Pancho Villa's arch enemy, General Carranza, as the legitimate ruler of Mexico. And at that point, Pancho Villa began to go and conduct depredations on these Americans. And he went down to the Morgans' ranch and strung up his ranch manager and had him sabered to death and kidnapped his kids. And so that's kind of the basis. There's a factual framework for the story, but it's all, you know, the characters, the main characters are all made up by me. And they're fun to fool with.
Well, in the book El Paso, as you say, you outline, it's actually, as you say, it's complex, because you're kind of weaving in and out of, you know, history a bit and taking some license. That's the beauty of doing a novel. But it becomes quite an episodic saga set in six parts, you know, to further the complexity of the story.
Yeah, well, I try not to make it complex, but sometimes they work out that way. But a lot, you know, it's a story where a lot of things are going on. And there are a lot of people who are chasing after Pancho Villa through the Sierra Mountains and the canyons they're in. And they are there for different reasons. But he has kidnapped not only these two kids, he's kidnapped the wife of one of these people and one of the servants of the wealthy American industrialist whose grandkids have been kidnapped, he's after him. So I sort of switch back and forth in points of view of their trials and tribulations and trying to catch up with Pancho Villa. Not a one of them knows what they're going to do when they do catch him.
Well, and then so in the context of, you've got these rich people taking over this land that once belonged to Mexico, and Pancho Villa, is he still claiming some right to that land, even though the government of Mexico has sold it to them?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't. He wasn't really he wasn't a lawyer.
Yeah,
he didn't care about titles and deeds.
Right.
He sort of, my reading of him was that he was a very impulsive person. He had a generous, kind side to him, but On the other hand, he was a practicing sadist and a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, life was cheap back in those times. It still is some ways down there.
Well, yeah, you got the drug cartels running loose and,
people just have no moral compunction about killing anybody.
Exactly.
You know, before they eat breakfast, they go and kill somebody. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Well, in your book, you know, this novel, as you say, it explodes. I'm going to use the publisher's words. It explodes into an epic as an extraordinary cast of characters from both history and imagination begin to emerge, all vying to get their hands on the ever elusive Pancho Villa, right?
Well, they're not so much the ones trying to get their hands on Pancho Villa. They got no use of him, but they want mm-hmm. their kids back.
Right.
Or their wife or whoever he happens to have at the moment. And that's, he did, in fact, do a lot of kidnapping and ransoming of people whenever he thought he could turn a buck out of it. And, at this stage in his development, his career, he was sort of on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
He had, at one point, commanded an army of 50,000 men.
Wow.
And now he's down to about 5,000 men. And, of course, that means his own government has got many more soldiers than he does, and plus he's now angered the U.S. government, which sent a whole expedition down there after him because he attacked a city on the American side of the border.
Well, was this fun for you as you're writing this? I mean, you're kind of closing the curtain on the wild frontier here as you write this book, El Paso, you know, kind of summing up the conclusion of, you know, of this era in the Southwest, in the American Southwest, and as I said, as the final days of the wild frontier. What do you want people to take away, you know, from this book, Winston?
Well, I mean, I've always said, whatever I do, if you want a message, call Western Union.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess today you call Twitter or something. I mean, what I want to take away, I want to have a good time, enjoy it, because if they enjoy it nearly as much as I enjoy writing it, then I would perform my duty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the good guys and the bad guys, and some guys in between. But that's the way life is, I think, and that's the way most of my books have been.
Mm-hmm.
What they've been about was the. You know, the heroes and the scoundrels.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of both in this story.
Right. Well, like Forrest Gump, you know, what was the big reveal for you in writing this book?
In El Paso?
Yeah. What was the big reveal? What was the big, as you say, as you were enjoying writing this, but was there a moment where you got to this point where you go, now I know why I'm writing this book?
Well, I knew that when I started it, but if I reveal it now, it's a spoiler.
Oh, it is.
If you tell the people what happened, then there's no reason for them to read the book.
Well, no,
but,
okay.
Just suffice it to say that in the end, all comes well.
Well,
with most of the characters, anyway.
Yes, with most, anyway. Very fascinating. A great read from the best-selling author of Forrest Gump. El Paso, it's his latest book, his novel, Winston Groom, as we take a look at the close of, and the opening, actually, the close of the 19th, the opening of the 20th century, the final frontier in the American Southwest, the final days of the wild frontier. Great read, and we're not going to spoil anything because we're going to let you read it and find out for yourself what the big reveal is and how much fun Winston Groom had in writing El Paso. Winston Groom, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
There is